So today we are reading text 2. This is chapter 14, text 2, the story of Maharaj Vena. Viramataramahuya
Viramataramahuya
Sunitham Brahmavadinaha
Sunitham Brahmavadinaha
Prakriti Asamattam Venam
Prakriti Asamattam Venam
Abhyasinchan Patimbhuva
Abhyasinchan Patimbhuva
Viramataramahuya
Viramataramahuya
Sunitham Brahmavadinaha
Sunitham Brahmavadinaha
Prakriti Asamatam Venam
Prakriti Asamatam Venam
Abhyasinchan Patimbhuvaha
Abhyasinchan Patimbhuvaha
Viramataramahuya
Viramataramahuya
Sunitham Brahmavadinaha Prakriti Asamatam Venam Abhyasincham Patimbhuvaha. Please repeat. Word to word meaning. Vira of Vena. Mataram, mother, Ahuya, calling,
Sunitham,
of the name Sunita,
Brahmavadinaha,
the great sages learned in the Vedas,
Prakriti,
by the ministers. Asammatam, not approved of. Venam, Vena. Abhyasinchan, enthroned. Patim, the master. Bhuvaha,
of the world.
Translation. The great sages then called for the queen, mother, Sunita. And with her permission, they installed Vena on the throne as the master of the world. All the ministers, however, disagreed with this. Since there is no purport to this verse, we will also read the next verse. Text 3. Shritva nipasanagatam Venam atyugra shashanam Nililyur dasya vahasadhya Sarpa trasta ivakavaha. Translation. It was already known that Vena was very severe and cruel. Therefore, as soon as all the thieves and rogues in the state heard of his ascendance to the royal throne, they became very much afraid of him. Indeed, they hid themselves here and there as rats hide themselves from snakes. But when the government is very weak, rogues and thieves flourish. Similarly, when the government is very strong, all the thieves and rogues disappear or hide themselves. Of course, Vena was not a very good king, but he was known to be cruel and severe. Thus the state at least became freed from thieves and rogues. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavahamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadhavaitam Savadutam Paridana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Dalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsa Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Niravishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshadharine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauradvishe Namaha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत श्रीराधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय नीलाचल निवासाय नित्याय परमात्मने Balabhadra Subhadrabhyam Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gauravaktavarinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam karoti vachalam, pangum langayate girim, yat kripatam aham vande shri guru dinatarinam. I seek the blessings of all the devotees assembled here so that we can make some humble open attempt to glorify Srimad Bhagavatam. It is awesome to see how Srimad Bhagavatam, the pastimes of the Lord and His devotees, instill Krishna consciousness in us, unravel such divine instructions for us. in such a dramatic and panoramic way. This is an emergency situation. It is a crisis. And the atrocities are going high. And everywhere there is cry. And the Brahmanas are thinking, let us make a try. The Brahmanas are thinking, let us make a try. It is like, say for example, there is big Janmashtami festival and 8,000 people are going to come and the devotees cooking are trying out a new recipe online. How does it work out? And we see here the Brahmana's decision is something similar. Taking a qualified person is logically understandable. If the qualification is proved, it is still understandable. At least if there is testimony or recommendation, still one can accept it. One thing is proof by activities. Like for example, Yudhishthira Maharaj being the king, his activities had proved his qualification. Now, Prithu Maharaj being the king, his activities were not manifested and therefore he was not installed or enthroned by qualification, but by testimonies or recommendation. That yes, it was the Brahmana's recommendation, it was their creation, yes, Prithu Maharaj should be enthroned. But here, or at least there were auspicious signs at that point of time, at least it was manifested out of an intense yajna of churning. The Prithu Maharaj is installed. But here, neither there is qualification, nor there are some auspicious signs in the ambience, in the surroundings. And Maharaj Vena is going to be installed as a king. Rather, his resume or biodata, his candidature, very much suits not the rule, not the role of a leader or a hero, but the role of a villain. There is a negative character perfectly suits him. But then the Brahmanas have taken this decision, let us make a try. So this is dramatic. And this is amazing. And to make a try at this juncture? Now if we apply logic, we can see that now logic can dictate, okay, Vena could have been given a small portion of the kingdom to test out with. Like sometimes it happens in our Sangha of devotees also. Sometimes some devotees come up with an out-of-the-box idea. It has been nowhere in the box of ISKCON, the box of Shastras, out-of-the-box innovative idea for teaching or... So even if it is... Now one thing is to refuse and to say, no, this may not work out. a little more, a more mature alternative can be to give him a small playground. Okay, here you prove it. And that small playground has not much to affect the entirety of the Vaishnava assembly. It's a small playground and for a certain period of time. But here, this try was... But here we see something extraordinary, that Maharaj Vena is enthralled the king of the entire kingdom. Not just one small city, one small town, maybe one small countryside, at least can rule some. But he is installed the king. And the other amazing aspect is, the Brahmanas didn't took this decision on their own. If you see, the Brahmanas, they are not deciding. They got this idea, they came up with this suggestion, but they did not execute it themselves. So that means even the Brahmanas were consulting. This is Vedic culture. Even the Brahmanas, they did not take the execution in their hands again. And it is said that... So it is explained here that the Brahmanas went to the queen. The Brahmanas went to the queen. Now this is instructive and this is enlightening, in the sense that many times we hear quite common people accuse Krishna consciousness or to be demeaning women. And ever since I have been here, I have heard that many times in book distribution, and people encounter our devotees and they say that, you know, okay, you are from that movement whose Swami says that women are less intelligent. So I have heard this a couple of times ever since I am here, past 1.5 months, that So the accusation of woman has been less intelligent, and here we are seeing that the Brahmanas, after applying their full intelligence, their individual purity, their thinking power, their envisioning power, their collective philosophical strength and vision, their deepest prayers, and after all that, they have come to the point that yes, let's give it a try. But after doing all that, they are approaching the queen. And as is explained here, is the queen gave her permission. They are approaching the queen, Mother Sunita. And when she is given the permission, then they installed Veena on the throne. So that means here we are seeing an episode where the Brahmanas collectively, with all their strength and prayers and vision, they are bringing all that and offering it as being subservient to the dictates of the queen, Mother Sunita. That's what we see here actually. That's what we see here, actually. So, in this section, in that way we can see that the Vedic culture abounds with a culture of respect. Vedic culture abounds with the culture of dependence. Now the point is that the Brahmanas could have given the order themselves as well. But they felt it appropriate to consult the queen. So, in this way we can also see the role of the woman in the Vedic culture as being worshipable, and not only being worshipable, but as having great amount of control and power, but not in a gross sense, but in a very subtle sense. And wherever, now this principle is going to be highlighted highlighted again in this verse actually, when we will discuss about, or we will elaborate about the Brahmana's decision actually. But this point is there that in a gross sense, the sense of power is minimal, but in a subtle sense, there is greater power actually. That's what we can see as far as the role and the position of the woman are concerned. So we see this beautiful aspect here being highlighted. It's just like we see Srila Prabhupada explains that woman by nature is simple by heart, and therefore the pickup of Vaishnava qualities becomes easier for woman. And therefore we see in spiritual gatherings also Mataji's take up, women take up much more. We see in our University Melbourne programs also the girls their participation is much more in yoga also, in our lunch also, probably in kirtans also. Although I have not physically seen how the kirtans take place, but then the role of the woman is much. So there is this pickup of Vaishnava qualities which is easier for them actually. And because of this, there is greater power and control with them. Because what is gross, what is might, what is physical strength, bodily strength, that can only act to a certain degree. Beyond that, what acts and what moves things is the subtle dimension, the dimension which is more subtle. Therefore, I remember actually that when I was just about to take the step of joining in the temple, leaving the corporate job and then being fully engaged in the temple and services. So that time devotees had given me the direction. Now the question was his parents, how to convince them. That was the question actually. And they had told accepts it or he tolerates it, whichever, you know. Means at least he comes to the point of reconciliating with it. They said this will not work out. And you just see, if you bring the mother to your side, the game is done. You know? It's done. There is no force which can go against that. So this was the principle. And then they said, therefore, you know, so therefore the devotees have told me that, you know, you be very loving to your mother and then, you know, give her confidence and then, you know, beseech her in that way that she can give permission. So, and I saw that is what worked out actually. That's what worked out physically, you know, that's what worked out practically speaking. And it was intense, but then finally my mother had given me permission actually. And my father, he had become so outraged and he was trying out so many other things. He said, this man has become mad. He took me to a psychiatrist. The psychiatrist was about to give shock treatments and all. My mother gave me, he brought the psychiatrist. The psychiatrist was about to give an electric shock treatment and all. My mother came and put me in. He said, you are nonsense. Okay, he is doing wrong, but you cannot counter it with this. And then And then every single day my father would bring some different personality and some new thing would happen, you know. And he was about to, you know, call somebody doing black magic on me, you know. And again my mother came in between. And she stopped him. She said, "Nothing doing. You cannot act like this." And finally my mother gave me permission. He said, "Go ahead." And with their blessings actually, then I moved on. So that is the point actually. That in that way we can see the Guna more powerful. You know, we were about to, you know, my mother had picked up 16 rounds and then father was not chanting, and then there was this point, then we were enrolling for Yatra, the, you know, Kartik Yatra, and then there the criteria is that you have to chant 16 rounds. And then I was telling my mother what to do about father, you know. Would you like to come alone or how should you work out? And she said, "No, you enroll, you give me the form, I'll make the father also fill, and you don't worry." You know? You don't worry, you know. And 1 month before the Yatra, my father came to 16 rounds. It was like, he was chanting 2, 3, 4, but then he came to 16 rounds. So in this way, we can see that this, the position of woman in that way. And in that way we can see that yes, this practice of Vaishnava qualities, the simplicity of heart, the humility, the practice of Vaishnava qualities is a much more powerful factor than might. Much more powerful factor than might. And this is the further aspect which we can see, or which gets highlighted at this position. The burning question which comes here also is that, okay, Maharaj Vena had some strength. Maharaj Vena had some strength actually, had some power. He was a cruel person. The thieves would have gone, it could have counted the thieves. But still the question still burns, that why did the Brahmanas went ahead with this decision? Did they not saw that, okay, superficially everything will be alright. Okay, there are rogues and thieves and they are settled. But that's not the end of it. That is just the beginning of the society, is it not? Just like, suppose there are riots and there is this police force and it sets right the riots, then that's just the beginning of the civilization. I mean, that's just how the civilization can move forward. There is so much on the positive scale which definitely Maharaj Vena didn't have. So, here the aspect which again very prominently comes out is that the Brahmanas, what were they putting their stake on? What was their, if you can take a risk if you have something in the backup. That is the principle. Like say for example, a person can take say for example a loan, and you can take a loan if you have something you can mortgage. Suppose there is some ancestral property and one knows that, okay, if I'm not able to pay back the loan for business, okay, the property will go away. But if one has nothing, what is it that he can put at stake for, or on what basis he can take that risk for? So what we want to explore or is that what was what did the Brahmanas were having at their backup? So that, what were they mortgaging, or what was their faith on, based on which they could take this step? That no problem, let him give a try, we'll see how it goes. So that means that the Brahmanas, they could understand
clearly that yes, Vena is powerful, physically he is powerful and he is strong. And because he is strong, he can set right the rogues and thieves. That's what they could, that's what they surmised upon. That yes, he can do that. But the important point which comes forward is that, or which comes to see is that, the Brahmanas, they did not consider this to be all in all. And because they did not consider this to be all in all, they asked him to give a try. That means my power, strength is not all in all. So the Brahmanas' faith was, the Brahmanas' faith was in their spiritual practices, in their spiritual principles, in their dependence on the Lord. In that way we can say, in their spiritual substance, that yes, this is all in. And if this is there, there is nothing which can go wrong. There is nothing which can go wrong. They did not give up their spiritual principle, having full faith in the Lord. So what is the spiritual principle is that of compassion. The spiritual principle is that of giving a chance. And this is one of the most, one of very deeply inspiring, one of the most inspiring parts, aspects of the behavior or of a Brahmana. You know, there is a crisis. And now here you see there is a crisis, and the Brahmanas are giving a chance to Maharaj Vena. So amazing actually, because you see that the Brahmanas, now still they are thinking in terms of giving an opportunity. They are giving in terms of, they are thinking in terms of giving a chance. And the other important aspect to see is that the Brahmanas, they did not give up their principles. You know, one of them could have become the king also. Now we say, okay, Varnashrama, but we also know that Varnashrama is can be changed when the need or the urgency of the situation is there. Just like an Uttam Adhikari can come to Madhyamna level for preaching. And therefore one can change also Varna, because Varna are just tracks actually. And those who are much, you know, advanced in spiritual life, they can adjust their psychophysical to any track. So one of them could have, you know, taken it up as well actually. But they did not give up their dharma. And they did not give their dharma of seeing the good in others and giving an opportunity for everyone to serve Krishna in that. So the Brahmanas even gave an opportunity to a person like Vena. This is the mercy of an advanced soul. That they gave an opportunity even to a worthless person like Vena. They said, okay, let us give an opportunity. So this is the mercy of the great souls actually. That in this situation also, they did not give up their principles, they did not give up dharma, and they did not give up their position. And this is what is a greater strength as compared to the physical power or the cruelty which Vena had. And we see that this cruelty and this physical strength and might is going to fade off in front of dharma, in front of these principles of the Shastras. Although at this juncture it appears, or it is going to become evident, that right in the next verse that Maharaj Vena's atrocities are going to now be, you know, exponentially soaring, knowing no bounds. So yes, in that way we can understand that the world is governed by, we can say yes, the world is governed by chance, you know? Or we can say yes, here we can also see an application of chance theory. Materialistic people they are very much attached to the idea of chance theory. But actually here also we see a chance theory. But this chance is... So, chance is the principle of resurrection, actually. Chance is the principle of... So there is chance theory here. Why? Because now when materialistic people talk about chance theory, they don't see anything in the back. They say everything is random. And because everything is random, their understanding of chance leads to destruction. But then here we see that there, behind the chance is the mercy of the great souls actually. That they are giving us an opportunity. They are giving us an opportunity. And if we are able to acknowledge that, then you will see that one's activities becomes meaningful. Here actually if Maharaj Veena could have acknowledged that even despite this predicament, he is given such a position or he is given such a role. And he would just acknowledge that, his whole life would have turned, his whole destiny would have turned actually. So therefore actually, one of the principles which Shastras highlight is that always one has to remember this, that behind the chance, the opportunity which I am getting to serve, there is the mercy of the Vaishnavas. There is the mercy of the Vaishnavas who are allowing us to offer that service to Krishna. And as long as we remember that, we can remain healthy and stable. But the moment we forget it, and false pride takes over, the moment we forget it, one loses the opportunity. So it becomes unfortunate. Our spiritual advancement comes to a halt. So here, Maharaj Veena, he mistook it. He mistook it because he was correlating that Maharaj Veena mistook it. So therefore he was completely obsessed or absorbed with the idea of his strength. And that is what he was basing on. But he could not understand that actually subservience is more powerful than strength. Physical strength. And that's why his innings got washed off in due course of time. His innings got washed off in due course of time. So we see here Maharaj Veena, his strength is being feared by the rogues and thieves. So although the rogues and thieves are, his strength is being feared by the rogues and thieves. And although superficially it is appearing that the state is coming into order, but then a greater calamity is in the offing, actually. This is what happens when one takes shelter of superficial principles and does not go deeper into the understanding that it is these Vaishnava qualities which are the most powerful. It is this exhibition of the Vaishnava qualities which are the most powerful. So now here we see Maharaj Veena. And because he was so strict and because he was so strong, it is appearing that yes, the state might come into law and order. But because this is the only quality, this is the only aspect which is going to be exercised by Maharaj Veena, it cannot go through further. So I was reading this, then it was just wanting to compare that yes, here we are going to see that there is, everybody is going to be despiteful of Maharaj Veena. Because all he is exhibiting is might and strength. Everybody is going to be hateful of Maharaj Veena. You know, materialist, devotee, non-devotee. But whereas we see, when there is Vaishnava qualities, I was just remembering the Goswamis. And when they were dealing, even the rogues and thieves were appreciative of them. Dhira dhira jana priya priyatam. Even the rogues and thieves were appreciative of them. I was also reminded of the dealings of Jayananda Prabhu and what we had heard. That one time some devotees were, this one episode, that one time some devotees in Dhoti Kurta, they were passing by a street and there was one guy who was completely drunk and he saw the devotees, started charging at them, and they got very fearful that he's charging at them. And then he stopped them, he said, wait. And then he was not even able to speak and he was not even able to stand. But then he was telling them that, okay, you are Hare Krishnas. And then he said, do you know Jayananda? And they very well knew Jayananda Prabhu, because he only brought them to Krishna consciousness that way. And he said, and this drunkard said that, he is my best friend. That was what this drunkard said actually. So the episode is, so this is where we see that Vaishnava qualities are the supreme most powerful. Wherever there is this display of, this display of Vaishnava qualities. And that is the reason that the Brahmanas, they stuck to their principles, having full faith that yes, we are applying, deeper spiritual principles. Neither they changed their position of converting one of them, taking over the whole kingdom. Neither they gave up their dharma, nor they gave up the principle of compassion, nor they gave up the principle of mercy. So that's what we can see actually. And this particular principle, so they gave chance to Maharaj Vena. They gave the opportunity to Maharaj Vena. And this comes out to be a higher principle. We see this episode in the life of Srila Jayadev Goswami as well. And here was Srila Jayadev Goswami, and he wanted to celebrate a festival for his great deity Sri Radha Madhava, and for that he had gone to amass for some collection, and he was coming back with the funds and preparing and meditating on how grand the festival will be for his great deity, when rogues and thieves attacked him. And these rogues and thieves plundered his wealth and they mercilessly in one sense butchered him, they cut his hands and legs and threw him in the well. And we hear that for 3 days and three nights Srila Jayadev Goswami was lying in the well and he was chanting Krishna's names. And he was chanting the Lord's names loudly. And after that the king happened to pass by, he heard a cry, he heard the chanting of the holy names, and he went close and saw, and he saw one person bruised, badly wounded, so badly couldn't move himself, but chanting the holy names of the Lord. And the king, understanding that this cannot be an ordinary soul, this is a Mahabhagavati, he brought out Srila Jayadev Goswami, escorted him to his own palace, his own inner chambers, and he appointed his own surgeons, his own doctors to take care of him. His own wife, the queen, was personally serving him, understanding this is Vairi Mahabharata. So here, and it is explained that yes, at the end of this episode actually, the king and the queen became his disciples and he could preach to them. And when that happened, the ministers became his disciples and he could preach to them. And when that happened, the whole kingdom became his disciples. You know? The whole capital became his disciple. And so he could preach in that way, Krishna consciousness. But now, in the story or in the pastime, this turn comes actually that the rogues and thieves happened to pass by in a disguised state through the kingdom. And Jayadev Goswami could recognize them. But then it was, and they were asking for, the rogues and thieves were asking for some place. And Srila Gayatri Goswami recommended them, recommended the king to offer them a place to stay in the kingdom, knowing very well that they were rogues and thieves. And Srila Jayadeva Goswami personally went to offer some prasad to them. And in return, these rogues and thieves, they started blaspheming Srila Jayadeva Goswami. They started speaking, criticizing, speaking humors about him. But Srila Jayadeva Goswami was wanting to help him genuinely. And it was... And when these rogues and thieves were leaving, at that point also they were criticizing and blaspheming. And it was that blasphemy was so much to the extent that Mother Earth opened actually, and all of them got capsized in the Mother Earth, as the pastime goes actually. And Mother Earth just swallowed them. The end of the criticism actually. But we saw that here, this great Acharya, he never left his principle of compassion. He never left his principles of compassion. He could have just told the king, these are the ones. And they would have been beheaded on the spot. On the spot they would have been beheaded and finished. Rather he was giving opportunity for them. Rather he was personally seeing that they are taken care of. This is a Vaishnava actually. So in this way, we can understand that it is these Vaishnava qualities which are the supreme. Therefore, Prabhupada explains in purports to Tadviddhi Pranipatena that everything can be utilized in the service of the Lord. But only a person, only a mature person can do it. Only a person who knows the science can do it. And here, so in one sense, we see that it was a catastrophe, but the Brahmanas very well knew that yes, how to engage that in the service of the Lord. So they even utilized the cruelty of Maharaj Vena in the service of the Lord. And then gave him an opportunity to serve further. But when he misused the opportunity, then the Brahmanas took the next step of chanting their mantras. And then they took the further step of journey. So in this sense, we can understand that yes, anything and everything can be channelized in the service of the Lord. But who should do it? Only a person who is deeply fixed, only a person who is deeply absorbed in the principles of the Shastras, who has been living the Shastras personally in his life. Only a great advanced devotee can do that. And therefore we see that in our lives, this principle comes out so prominently that the instructions and visions of superior devotees, Vaishnavas, have such a great role in our lives. Because, have such a great role in our lives, that if we follow, if we are subservient to the vision and the instructions of the superior Vaishnavas, then we can see that even the fallacies we have can be rectified, because they know. And little bit strength we may have, a little bit positivity we may have, that is going to be meaningfully engaged in Krishna's service. So that is the power of instructions. That is the power of instructions. So in this sense, we can understand this aspect, which becomes clear also, is that there is nothing which is a massacre situation. There is nothing which is a dead-end situation. Externally speaking, this was a crisis. But then, the Brahmanas knew that they are basing it on spiritual principles, there is going to be auspiciousness. There. So there is nothing which is a massacre situation, and therefore, we should play our role. An interesting point to note here is that therefore we should play our role actually and move on. It's just like we should play our role, because advanced devotees, or when there is advancement, or when there is spiritual substance, then everything can be channelized to an auspicious term. Just like we can see Srila Prabhupada's uh, 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 Just like you can see that actually Srila Prabhupada's mercy in converting the hippies into the happies. You know, that amazing mercy of Srila Prabhupada, if you see. Now we can talk about the hippie movement actually, that what it was doing, the counterculture. In one sense, the counterculture helped people to become a little opened up. At least they were looking for alternatives, and Prabhupada presented the best of the alternatives to them. And they were, you know, that the magic of ISKCON, you know, unraveled in that sense. The magic of ISKCON unraveled in that sense, actually. Now one time I was also hearing one devotee who was telling us that yes, the British actually, they did a lot of wrongs, they did a lot of negativities around the world, but one good thing they did is that they taught everyone English, and then Srila Prabhupada went everywhere in the world and preached in the English actually. So they preached in the English in that way. So, we understand in this way that we should be, you know, our, you know, what we should do is, our, you know, we should play our role. And that role is the following of these Vaishnava principles and Vaishnava qualities. They are always going to, you know, re-inauspicious. They are always going to re-inauspicious, actually. These Vaishnava principles. And the Brahmanas did that. The amazing aspect to see is that the Brahmanas agreed and Maharaj and Mother Sunita agreed, and the ministers disagreed. The ministers did not agree. That is the aspect which is mentioned about in the verse actually. The ministers did not agree, but still this proposal was passed forward actually. So this is where we can understand that yes, there is this difference of the vision actually. The Brahmanas were applying on the spiritual principles, and therefore they could see law. And although the ministers didn't agree, still this proposal was enacted. Although the ministers didn't agree, this proposal was enacted actually. Therefore, we can understand that this disagreement many times is because of difference in vision. Many times in our society also, it becomes difficult to understand many things. Logically, we cannot understand the stand of the Brahmanas. Only when Prithu Maharaj appears, then we can understand. Okay. Or when Maharaj Vena is killed, then we can understand, yes, the Brahmanas, they had full control. They were basing it on spiritual principles. They were basing it on their dharma, principle of compassion, and giving opportunities. But, till that point, it is difficult to understand by logic. For logical or intellectual articulation, it is difficult to understand. But, the aspect is, therefore, that there are many things in our spiritual journey which we don't understand. And there are many instructions of our seniors which we may not understand. But if we understand this one aspect or this one thing that a deeper vision is always going to work out. The vision of the senior Vaishnavas is always going to work out because it is most experienced. It is more experienced. And they are basing it on deeper spiritual principles. And therefore, moving forward with it is the best course to take in our own individual lives actually. So, is the best course to take in our own individual lives. So we see in this sense that, you know, it is these spiritual principles which are the most powerful. Not might, not strength, not physical prowess. But it is these spiritual principles actually. And if we simply keep playing our role in subservience, in following the instructions, everything is going to manifest in a powerful way. Everything is going to manifest in a powerful way. I will end with a story. In Kharagpur, so we have been teaching in IIT Kharagpur since in India, from 2001 onwards, the preaching is going on. So if this was 2006 or 2007, and the preaching was taking place very nicely, amazingly, in a superb way actually, the preaching was taking place actually. And there was a camp, and there were 150 students who had come to our center, like our temple, our ashram, and they were staying in the night. And all of a sudden at midnight, you know, some buses and vans came to our center, our ashram. And here was the director of the institute and the dean panel, and all of them, night, midnight, 12 o'clock, 11 o'clock, they came. And they got information, boys are outside the hostel, and it's like a raid, you know, they came on a raid like that. So they picked up everyone, the first year students, and they picked up our devotees also, and some of our devotees, they didn't want it to go, so they were hiding behind the bush somewhere, you know, so that they are not caught by them and taken back to the institute. So this episode happened, and it was a big blow on the preaching in that sense. It was a big blow on the preaching. And then actually, many of our devotees were talking to the dean, the director, the dean and the director actually, and explaining that, you know, the importance of Krishna consciousness. So I remember that time, Radhishyam Prabhu, he had taken a decision that, at one point he had taken a decision, okay, we will not continue preaching. We will stop preaching in IIT for some years at least. We'll stop. And there was one of our well-wisher, you know, faculty members who conveyed this decision to the dean, the director and all that. That okay, they are stopping. They are not going to come from Pune now. Like that. And this faculty, he was not happy about it, but he conveyed the message. At that point of time, the dean, he called Radhishyam Prabhu on phone. And he told him that, he said, you see that, okay, we are following whatever, you know, we have to take, you know, the course of whatever administration conduct. But he said, why are you stopping your preaching? He said, you are a sadhu, you are a warrior, you should fight. Yeah, and Radhishyam Prabhu was telling him, this was so encouraging actually. And we again started our preaching, you know. Obviously, they did not amend the rules. It went on with the, you know, in a very humble profile like that. So the preaching continued actually. Radhishyam Prabhu was narrating that he got a lot of strength by this, and the preaching continued. And the very amazing aspect which happened was that the preaching is going on. We are careful that not to venture into those rules which decided at that point of time, because of which they stopped everything. But the preaching is going on. And the amazing aspect is that, you know, one of our brahmachari devotees started preaching to professors. And this was 5 years down the line, you know, me and Prabhuji were meditating, and we were making out the point, and we were understanding, actually, each and every professor who had come on this raid duty, all of them were attending Prabhu's programs, you know, and all of them picked up to one round chanting, four round chanting, some of them, you know, to 16 round chanting. But at that point, they were like the people who were stopping, actually. They were like the people who were stopping the preaching. And they did, actually. They did put an obstacle to the preaching, actually. So we see that if we simply go on playing our role in the Sankirtan mission, following these Vaishnava principles and Vaishnava qualities, in due course of time, everything becomes auspicious. So we have to play our role, understanding that God, Krishna, is in full control. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So any questions or comments?
From this whole how Brahmanas had compassion for the women, if you see on larger scale, they took a risk for the whole society, and they didn't want to sacrifice their own dharma. So if you see on a larger scale, where is the compassion for the society at that stage?
That is where we can understand that that's where this aspect gets highlighted, that the Brahmanas had full faith in their spiritual principles, in this principle of compassion. And because of this, and they had full faith in their spiritual practices. And therefore they took that risk, knowing well that if something goes wrong, they know how to rectify it. So the step cannot be taken in ignorance. The risk cannot be taken in ignorance. So here, Brahmanas are not taking that risk in ignorance. That's what we see.
and they didn't want to give up their dharma, and but they so they applied their dharma that let them be in a position of advising and seeing the giving, setting the vision. Let them not take over hands on, but let us give opportunity to Vaina Maharaj also. So this episode highlights on this aspect actually, that yes, they had full faith in their spiritual principles, and that's why when Vaina Maharaj misused the opportunity very easily, it is explained with the hunkar actually, they finished it, like that. And then they churned. Because then they had this faith that yes, now, and they were very confident that something wonderful is going to happen. Why were they confident? Because again, when they were looking at Vaina, they were telling, okay, he's a rascal, but he has the seminal lineage of a Mahabhagavata Dhruva Maharaj dynasty. So they wanted to probe for that trace of genes, and when they did that, something very auspicious. The whole citizens, they got something very auspicious. And Vidhu Maharaj came, the Shaktyavesha avatar of the Lord, with the potencies of the Lord came. So this is what we can understand here, that in ignorance it may appear a risk. In the platform of fear is in ignorance. Bhayam dutiya vinivesha. But those who can see, for them it's not a risk in that sense. So we can understand this in that sense, that yes, it is the spiritual principles, these Vaishnava qualities which are the supreme most, and it is going to reap victorious in due course of time. Any other questions?
In text 2, line 3, you have Prakriti translated as the Prakriti's by the ministers. Can you explain that a bit more? Prakriti, we know the hero of this subservient. Is that the implication?
Prakriti ministers, yes. Yes, Mandiri, I'll agree with you that yes, Prakriti in general means yes, the subservient, those who are supposed to execute, are supposed to follow, supposed to execute. That's what I understand. Prakriti being talked about as ministers. So, Prabhu, you would like to throw more light on this?
I'm not a Sanskrit scholar, but it is interesting. You have to look at the dictionary to see what the meaning of prakriti is in its various contexts. It's like English, you look at an English word out of context and it might not make sense. But in context, it has a completely different meaning to what would be the normal usage of the word. And it's interesting that the ministers are, they're not the sages. They're something else. They're somebody else. And so in this case, perhaps less spiritually advanced. That's who knows why they're called prakriti, but possibly because they're not. What is it? What's the word? Brahma Vadina, I suppose. That was somewhat more material. No? Well, that's my happy to speculate, don't know. But Prabhupada does say it's okay to speculate about these kind of things. So as we're not making stuff up. Right? Philosophical. It'd be interesting to look it up. Gokul's probably he's qualified to do that. He's quite good at Sanskrit.
Thanks, so we'll stop here. Then back to the back of the
room.